Aircheckdownloads.com. You can look
at lost. So what we learn from that song is that she doesn't like the ex very much, but she quite liked the ex's dog. That's what we pick up from that song. As Gail and ABC, brackets nicer. Your suggestions have been brilliant for this morning's Wish You Were There. If we could have played 10 tracks for Wish You Were There, we would have done today because we had so many good shouts. However, we could only pick one, and the winning song comes from Rita and Richard. There's your clue. Before we get to it, honourable mentions for Tarmac Mark, Alan in Sheffield, Kim, Aston en route to Harrogate, nice. Phil, forklifting until 6 o'clock this morning. Paul in Kent, Tony in Bushy, Adam the Manchester Milkman, make sure you keep your lights on, Adam. Steve in Halifax, Nick in Bedford, Morgan in Japan. Natalie Jameson, my books podcast co-host, has just come back from Japan, Morgan, and was raving about it to me. Rita and Richard have got the winning song for 90-year-old Kath and her daughter Jill driving to a local lunch spot when the tyres pop on the car and they end up dialing a kebab to their roadside. Adamant, Stand and Deliver, as chosen by Rita and Richard. Thank you very much for that. Really enjoyed listening to that again. We will have, I say we, OJ Borge is back tomorrow. He will have another Wish You Were There for you to soundtrack. And right now we go to Meghan Trainor and Mrs. Sandman. It's not, it's called Mother. And people searching for a hero on Radio 2, 10 to 2 in the morning, Monday, 17th of April. Got a brand new track to play you next from Shania Twain. It's called Best Friend. It's from her sixth studio album, Queen of Me. You'd have heard her on with Scott Mills a couple of months back now here on Radio 2. And it's a great new song, this is, from Shania. See what you make of this. When you forget where you belong. Shania Twain, Best Friend. It's new on Radio 2. Just put this out there, Shania. I would love a night out with you. That's all I'm saying. Just one night out. Would you like a new podcast tip? Have you heard Tell It to Steve yet? Best of the Guests. It's brand new on BBC Sounds from Steve Wright as he explores his unique archive of conversations with huge stars from across the globe, talking to movie stars, journalists, comedians, actors and everybody in between. Each conversation captures a snapshot in time, with some of these interviews having remained unheard for decades now. There's Hugh Laurie calling into Righty, filming House. Mira Sayal talks about the height of the Goodness Gracious Me fame. Amy Winehouse chats to Steve ahead of the release of her life-changing record, Back to Black. And there's also chats on there with the likes of Joan Rivers, Rihanna, Eric Idle, and so many more. And, where it's possible, Steve's also done brand new interviews with some of those artists that he spoke to originally back in the day. Jax Jones, brand new artist, brand new interview, I should say. Sarah Millican, Eddie Izzard. If you want to find this, just go on BBC Sounds, search Tell It to Steve, and then get your ears around these amazing interviews. Tell It to Steve, Best of the Guests. Get yourself a Righty Fix on BBC Sounds. Jason standing by with news after Justin Timberlake and Mirrors. Aren't you something?
Phil Williams. Listen live on the BBC Sounds app.
I really like that. It's our Eurovision entry for this year, which will be in Liverpool. I wrote a song, Mae Muller. And before that, The Quo and Caroline. Are you ready for the Not So New? I keep calling it, but it's not new. We've been doing it a while now. It's my Not So New game.
3-2-1 with Phil Williams on Radio 2. Three songs, 2 a.m., one connection.
And that's it, really. That's why I like it, because it's so simple. It's what she said. Three songs after two, one theme. All I need you to do is identify the theme. I don't need any artists. I don't need any titles. Just tell me what links the three songs you are about to hear on Radio 2. Now, each week, I always say to the producer, whether it's Will or Sophie or Handsome, I always say, what do you think? Think it's hard. And we're not sure tonight. We're kind of, if you're into the thing, you'll get it, and if you're not, you won't. So let's see. I might offer a clue before the track three if you need one. What's that you're saying? You don't need one. I admire your confidence.
3-2-1 with Phil Williams on Radio 2.
Aircheckdownloads.com.